This here is Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton, and this week we're gonna have some fun because engineers just wanna have fun. Or was it that girls just wanna have fun? Then what about girl engineers? We really wanna have fun then. I guess, well, okay, let's have some fun then. Some microcontroller fun. First up, let's chat with the one and only Andreas Island from Atmel. Andreas and I are going on tour, a tech tour, bringing some serious microcontroller fun right to your front door. Jonas, won't you? Thank you so much for joining me today, Andreas.
Thanks. Pleasure to be back.
So, Andreas, what's this tech on tour business all about?
Well, in our industry, people have been doing the same for 20 years. They show up at trade shows, they give away some kits, and they give out a printed press release and say, read up, it's great news. So we decided to try to do something else, and it kind of leads off from we've been having a lot to do with the maker movement and doing more different trade shows like Maker Faires, South by Southwest. And we wanted to do something else than the build and burn booth that you pay a lot of money for, build it up, use it for 3 days, and then tear it down and go somewhere else. So what we did is we decided, let's rent an 18-wheeler, and let's make sure it's big enough so we can actually do events inside it. So now we have this huge truck behind us here, and we can pull it out on both sides, so it gets 900 square feet on the inside. We do trainings inside it. So when we are doing tech on tour, we might stop by a university and say, walk out, have a training, we have our lab with us, there's no setup time. We can go to key customers, do the same. We can even show demos inside. So in February, March, what we did is, so you couldn't go to CES, well, the Atmel truck is bringing our CES booth to you. Come and stop by. It's something different, right? People like it.
You guys have a lot of announcements recently that are kind of centering around wireless communications, sensor-based applications. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so it's a big growth opportunity that everyone's talking about, is connected devices and quantified stuff. And I think, for me, I've been working with micros for almost 10 years, and for me the use case is the same as it's always been. Micro talks to a sensor, gets data from the sensor, turns the data into information, and sends it somewhere. But now Cisco is having an ad on TV, and instead of sends data somewhere, it's sending wireless to your cell phone. And it's IoT, which is a huge thing. But the bigger trend is, and why we are investing in this, is MEMS sensors are getting smaller, lower power. Micros are getting smaller, lower power. And everything's getting cheaper, so we're now at the point where we can deploy smart sensors in places where we didn't do it before. Right now, this is fitness bands, activity monitors, smart light bulbs, but that's not necessarily where the biggest growth opportunity is. That's everywhere else where you want to know what's happening. And what we've done is, about 16 months ago, we acquired a Wi-Fi company called Osmo Devices. So we now announce our first Wi-Fi connected devices. We've announced both devices that are point-to-point, what we call Wi-Fi Direct, and also Wi-Fi Connect, which will talk to an access point. So to give you a use case, if I have my GPS watch and I come in from a night out on a bar and I want to find out where I went, right? I don't have to sync it to my computer. If I walk into my house, my GPS watch will sync to my access point and automatically upload all my data. So these are the use cases now, and we're facilitating that with our Wi-Fi. And another recent launch is we've been pushing out a lot of new ARM devices. We launched almost 100 devices last year. We target 150 devices this year. And what we launched recently is a device that has an ARM Cortex-M0 Plus 256K flash device with RF radio on it for Zigbee. And we are seeing what I call like the third birth of Zigbee right now. So it's died two times before, but now it's coming back the third time. And I think it's found its groove now with the Zigbee Lightlink. People see the mesh network, and with the light bulbs, they have enough nodes in your house to actually get this mesh network going around the concrete walls. And with either the Philips Hue or with their set-top box from their cable TV vendor, they now have that access point, or the bridge that we call it, between wireless and Zigbee, which is what you need to make this work.
All right, Andreas, let's talk about something that's rather hot button right now. The hockey stick curve of IoT devices. Okay, let's imagine that. But the number of engineers in the world is not a hockey stick. How are we going to combine those two? What do you think?
So the big challenge there for us as a vendor, and what I think is going to decide who's going to be the winner in the IoT market, is the company that can close the gap between electrical engineers available and the amount of units deployed that people are estimating. I think people are saying 20 billion units by 2020. It's a huge, huge number. So I think people, or what we are doing, what we think is the right solution, is we're taking a microcontroller approach to wireless connectivity. To abstract it to a high level, we think that wireless should be just another peripheral. Just like you think of UARTs today, it should be wireless. You don't have to be an RF engineer that knows how to do antenna design to make your RF working. It needs to either be a module you plug in and it works, or it needs to be a well-defined schematic on how to do it and how to get it qualified. And last but not least, you need to get the software. And that's why we are doing a lot of things inside our company, but that's also part of why we're working with the maker community. There's so many people out there that 5 years ago would never think about writing code for embedded electronics. Perhaps they were writing for PCs, or perhaps they weren't writing code at all. But now people are starting to see writing code for embedded electronics is fun. And if we give them the devices, the technology to build even funnier things, when you go to a maker fair, there's a million ideas. If even a fraction of a percent of those ideas are successful, which I'm confident they're going to be, minimum, it's going to be a huge market. And that's the way to do it, I think.
Did you know that President Obama just named June 18th as Maker Day in the United States and hosted a Maker Fair at the White House? It's true. And it's in honor of Maker Day that I introduce to you my next very special guest. Within my many roles at EE Journal, news editor, webcast host, podcast pundit, I have had the distinct pleasure of interviewing a wide range of COOs, CEOs, CTOs, FAEs, PMMs, and a few AEGs. That's amazing engineering geniuses. Yeah. But there has only been one super awesome Sylvia. My producer, Laura, and I met Sylvia at the Embedded Systems show earlier this year, and it was only later that I realized who Sylvia really is. Sylvia has her own web TV show. She's a maker extraordinaire. And apparently now, she's been to the White House. Did I also mention she's 12? Yeah. She is, in no other words that I can muster, super awesome. Join me as I chat with Sylvia about one of her latest projects, a watercolor painting robot. I'm here with Sylvia Todd, the super awesome creator of the watercolor bot demo at the Atmel booth at EE Live. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sylvia.
No problem.
So first off, how old are you? What grade are you in?
So I'm 12 years old and I'm in 7th grade.
Okay, so how did you come up with this awesome watercolor bot?
I really wanted to go to RoboGames, an international robotics competition where lots of people come in and compete with other people in different types of categories. And I've never really built any really type of robot thing before. I've thought of it. So I just started doodling up some ideas, and I got some help from Evil Mad Scientists Labs. They are this really small, homegrown kit manufacturer company. And I met them before. We're good friends, and we just made the watercolor bot.
So, for your future, do you want to go into electronics? Are you more drawn to art?
I'm kind of tied in between. I really like doing art, and I guess I'm pretty good at it. But I also like doing electronics and robotics, so I'm pretty tied between.
So, did you create all of these pictures using your bot?
Yes, I did, in fact. Some of these are pretty simple, and others used pens or pencils or paintbrushes.
Well, thank you so much for showing me this. It was super cool.
Thank you.
I know, I can hear you all out there now. Thanks, Amelia. I have a whole ton of work I still need to do today, and all I want to do now is look up maker stuff. Well, I'm sorry, but not really. You should check out the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com called Fun with Microcontrollers, where you can catch up on a cool blog about this year's first annual White House Makers Fair and find out more information about the Atmel Tech on Tour. And I have also posted a link directly to Sylvia's site so you can check out her super awesome maker videos. Yep, I know. You're welcome. You know what sets EE Journal apart from the rest of the high-tech publishing pack? We believe in social media. Yeah, and we know that you do too. Maybe you can't post the details of that awesome new embedded vision algorithm you designed last week, or that board layout that you did that was damn near brilliant. But you do consume ye old social media from time to time, don't you? So, if you haven't checked out EE Journal on social media, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. There will be no stupid memes or political garbage or any cat videos. Just FYI. And if you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. Or if Google Plus is your thing, then I'm sorry. No, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have a YouTube channel full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series entitled On the Scene. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 20th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.